So today I thought we would talk about a question that often presses the minds of those who have reformed and refined themselves and have reached a point in life where they've thought, this is it. I've spent enough time being far away from my Creator. I've spent enough time wasting my life searching for futile meaning and purpose when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the real objective of my existence. I know I ask myself this question all the time, and I asked it most years back when I was blessed with the gift of tawbah and repentance. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We often think to ourselves, has Allah forgiven me? And it's a very just question because we are so riddled with a sense of guilt and remorse and a sense of, gosh darn, I wish I hadn't done that, and I wish I hadn't wasted so much time drifting further and further away from my Creator. And it gives us a slight anxiety and stress whether our efforts up till this point have been accepted, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to overlook our sins, our mistakes, our shortcomings, and allow us to return to His mercy again. I just want to tell anyone who's been wondering about this question, if you are asking Allah for forgiveness, know that He forgave you before you even asked, because it is Allah who inspired you to repent. It was Allah who inspired your heart to turn for the better, to quit that life of ignorance and neglect and disobedience and return to His mercy. Now, it's really easy for us to get caught up in that warm and fuzzy feeling of, oh, I've repented and I'm on Allah's good list now, and you know, I'm invincible. No, the devil, the shaitan, is always on the lookout to trick us again, to get us to relapse, to get us to, you know, feel like, oh, I missed that life. Don't go back to it. Don't give in to temptation. So Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam gives us a solution. He says, always have a balance of khawf and raja. While you are hopeful, while you are certain with every iota of your existence that Allah has already forgiven me, because He verily has. As a matter of fact, there's a very interesting hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam where Allah says to Nabi Dawood ala nabina wa alayhi salam that, O Dawood, when my servant feels a genuine sense of remorse and regret for a sin that he has committed, not only do I forgive that sin entirely as if it never happened, but I turn that very sin into a good deed. Subhanallah, to the mercy of Allah. So basically, khawf and raja means that I have full certainty that Allah has already forgiven me. Not only that, but I am hopeful and I am excited to see all the good deeds that I've accumulated by tawbah, by repenting, and all those bad things turning into good. But I am still on the edge of my seat. I'm still careful. I still have my guard up because my nafs and the shaitan could constantly trick me and constantly pull me back to that life of sin again. So it's really important for us to establish this balance. But at the end of the day, Allah is the most merciful, the most beneficent, the most forgiving. And every moment of our lives, we are embraced by His grace, and we should never lose hope in that. That's all the time we have. Thank you for being with me. I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.